good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, hope you are well. Welcome back to this wonderful episode on the silsila, The Ideal Muslim. And today we have another important topic of discussion, which many Muslims are involved in. Many Muslims are afflicted by this ailment. Not just any ailment, it is part of the spiritual ailments, spiritual illnesses as well, and that is hard-heartedness. Inshallah ta'ala, we will discuss in this episode regarding what is hard-heartedness, its definition. We will discuss what the glorious Quran, the blessed hadith say regarding hard-heartedness, some of its signs, some of its effects, its negative effects, and some practical cures that will be able to rid ourselves of this negative, destructive spiritual ailment of hard-heartedness. Now, hard-heartedness itself does not mean something physical, that the heart becomes solid. Rather, it refers to spiritual hardness. Because we know, of course, the heart, it is an organ, a muscle of the body, it is soft. But spiritual hardness can occur off the heart due to several reasons. And we will touch on that in a few moments, inshallah azza wa jal. Before we continue, please do make good intentions. As the beloved Master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Don't delay. Make those good intentions today. Make them now, in fact, that I'm watching, I'm listening to the silsila of Madani Channel for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What I learn, I will try my best to act upon this and to teach others as well. Grab those notebooks, grab your pens, note down the important Madani pearls so that you can always refer to them at a later stage. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there are so many benefits, blessings and bounties for the fortunate Muslims who recite abundant amounts of Durood-e Paak or Salawat or salutations upon the cream of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the Ummah, our beloved Master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Listen to this beautiful hadith wherein Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states, when the day of Thursday arrives, Allah azza wa jal sends malaika, sends angels who have papers made of silver and pens made of gold. They record all those who recite Salat and Durood on me in abundance on the day of Thursday and the night of Friday. Subhanallah. Do we also want our names to be included with these fortunate people, with these privileged ones that are recorded by the Malaika, the angels? Well, let us recite Durood Sharif, Salawat in abundance on this day, which is Friday night, Thursday night, and daily, inshallah, azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is a narration that in one of the famous newspapers, a one-day-old baby girl was buried alive. Allahu Akbar. This incident took place in one of the villages of a certain country. And the merciless father buried his one-day-old baby daughter alive. The police arrested him, threw him in jail. What happened was, this merciless father, this cruel father, he became the father of a sixth daughter. A sixth daughter. And the father mentioned that this, I didn't want any more daughters. And this daughter, this baby girl, one day old, she had a very ugly face. Allahu Akbar. And therefore he asked the doctor to poison this girl, this baby girl, via an injection. The doctor refused and he went and buried. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, how did this happen? One of the ingredients to this, one of the components of this, where there's no mercy, is hard-heartedness. Allahu Akbar. And what is hard-heartedness? Before I mention that, what was the fault of that one day old baby girl? What was the fault of that mother? Allahu Akbar. To whomever Allah Azza wa Jal wills, Allah Azza wa Jal grants either daughters or sons to murder a little baby who is innocent. Allah Azza wa Jal protect us against these filthy, evil, cruel actions. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hard-heartedness, it is recorded in Siratul Jinan, which is a tafsir, a commentary, page 370, volume 4, published by Maktabatul Madina, the publications department of Dawud Islami, that hardness of the heart means that the heart becomes so hard because of not remembering al-maut, not remembering death, and not remembering the akhirah, the hereafter, the afterlife. Advice does not affect the heart of this person. A person is inclined towards sins and crimes. The person does not feel any shame when committing sins and doesn't even think about tawbah, repenting in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. This disease of hard-heartedness is not a small thing. It is a major destructive spiritual disease. And hard-hearted people are condemned in very clear terms in the glorious Quran. It is mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 74. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَةِ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَةِ أَوْ أَشَدُّ قَسْوَةِ.
Translation from Ganzul Iman. Then after it, your hearts hardened, so they are like rocks, or even harder.
My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, this verse, it refers to the Bani Israel, who were in the time of Nabi Musa, Kalimullah, ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. They did not take any heed, they did not learn any lesson. After seeing great indications and mu'jizat, miracles of Nabi Musa, alayhi salam, and their hearts became like stones or even harder. Some stones are affected by water. Sometimes water streams gush out from stones. But some people who, and this is the thing, human beings are granted intellect, understanding by Allah Azza wa Jal, a powerful sense of understanding, where this person can understand clear evidences, but does not worship Allah Azza wa Jal, rejects Allah Azza wa Jal, wholly commits sins, and these things lead to hard-heartedness as well. This dangerous disease, spiritual disease, and devastating disaster of hard-heartedness is more common than we think. It is prevalent in many homes. Many Muslims have the spiritual disease, perhaps they don't even know about it. Allahu Akbar. It is mentioned by Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mubarak, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that for the true believer,
the biggest punishment is that his heart will become hard. Hard-heartedness, it increases sins, crimes. It keeps a person far away from the deen of Islam, from the teachings of Islam. It removes the pleasure of ibadah, of worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal. This person does not get the opportunity of reciting the glorious Quran or making the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. This unfortunate person who is plagued with this spiritual disease of hard-heartedness, this person is far away from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. The glorious ahadith have mentioned, a hard-hearted person is very far from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Another beautiful hadith and thought-provoking is, four things are from misfortune. And they are, the act of not shedding tears, the hardness of the heart, to have high hopes, and to suffer from the greed of this world, of this dunya. Some of those signs of hard-heartedness is that a person is not inclined towards the performance of good deeds, is not in the habit and does not like to perform good deeds. If this person ever goes to the masjid, this person will rush to the masjid and will feel very uncomfortable and will just wait to rush out of the masjid, like a bird which is in the cage. When set free, it will immediately fly away. The glorious Quran has mentioned that hard-heartedness, the symptom of not being attached towards good deeds, is also part of the traits or the characteristics of munafiqoon, the hypocrites. The glorious Quran mentions, وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى, that translation from Kanjun Iman, and when they stand for prayer, they do it unwillingly. May Allah Azza wa Jal save us from this disaster, the destructiveness of this spiritual ailment of hard-heartedness. Ameen bi jahi an-nabiy al-ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another symptom is that when you advise this person not to do the wrong or the evils that he is committing, it has no effect on the heart. That advice, those madani pearls of advices that you give to this person, it just bounces off the heart. This person prefers the luxuries, the extravagances, the attractions of this world. We all know it's temporary. This life here, we know it's temporary. But this person will set all the goals of his life only for this materialistic and mundane world. This person does not consider the hereafter, the bounties of the hereafter which are everlasting. The whole focus is on this world and chasing this dunya, chasing this world to gain more wealth, to gain more influence in society, to gain more name, fame, these kind of things. There's no concentration and preparation for the qabr, the grave, and the hereafter as well. This person's iman, some of those symptoms and signs, is that this person's iman will become so weak, that committing sins will become part of their nature, their habit. Allah protect us. This person has hubb ad-dunya, love of this world, and just does everything to chase this world, the greed of this world. Remember, the more you chase this world and its luxuries and comforts and facilities, the further it gets away from you. That person will never attain sukoon, tranquility, happiness, peace of mind, peace of heart. This person will never truly attain it. And this dunya, this world, will take us more and more further away until the angel of death finally arrives and it's too late. Allah Azza wa Jal, remove the veils from our hearts, from our minds, from our sight, so that we can see reality. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of the other symptoms and signs of a person who is afflicted with the spiritual disease of hard-heartedness is that this person loves to engage in useless activities, useless conversations as well. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has warned us and told us, O people, do not engage in abundant conversations except the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because to have abundant conversations, it causes hard-heartedness, and indeed, amongst people, that person is the furthest from Allah Azza wa Jal, whose heart is hard. Another symptom is laughing excessively. Now we all know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never ever laughed uncontrollably with the sound that we see so many people and the comedians and others as well. They are to blame for this. We are ourselves to blame if we accept those people in our lives that will make us laugh uncontrollably. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam never did this. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, according to the situation and occasion, yes, would smile. And if you smile because it's sunnah, you will get a reward for this. Imagine. Imagine if somebody told us, okay, if you smile, I will give you so much of money each time you smile. We will be smiling probably the whole day. And here, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to smile because it's sunnah to smile. And they say smiling is contagious. You smile at others, others will smile at you. Obviously, according to the situation and the circumstances. But if you're going to smile with this intention in your heart that it's sunnah, so I'm smiling, you're getting reward for that from Allah Azza wa Jal. And that is the currency of the akhirah, the hereafter. Nevertheless, laughing excessively is another reason why the heart becomes hard. In fact, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, do not laugh excessively, because excessive laughter kills the heart, hardens the heart. And talking about the loss that excessive laughter results from, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, continue avoiding excessive laughter, because laughter, it removes and ends the noor, the light of the face. Another reason for hard-heartedness is being heedless of the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, the remembrance of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Because the scholars mentioned the heart has four conditions: loftiness, expansion, lowness and hardness. The loftiness of the heart, this lies in the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. The expansion of the heart lies in attaining the pleasure, the rida and pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Its lowness lies in being occupied with the people, and its hardness lies in being heedless and negligent when it comes to the remembrance and the dhikr of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Another reason for hard-heartedness is to eat a stomach full and you can't eat anymore. You just love those meals and you just want to continue eating to whomever it applies to. And to eat once full creates lethargy, creates laziness of the body, and harms a person's concentration and pleasure in ibadah. That this concentration, this pleasure in doing ibadat and worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal is removed because of eating a stomach full. Sayyiduna Bashar bin Harith rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi says, eating a lot is one of the habits that harden the heart. Sayyiduna Ma'ruf Karqi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi says, eating a lot also, it causes hardness of the heart. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, we had just mentioned laughing excessively, which creates hardness of the heart. The second Khalifa of Islam, the second successor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyiduna Umar Al-Faruq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, the person who laughs excessively loses his dignity and his awe, his respect. And the person who jokes abundantly loses his respect in front of others. Think about this. Are we involved in this? Are we indulged in this? Yes, in those days, in the medieval times, they would have what they would call a fool, a person who is employed, a fool or a joker, and he would entertain the people with comedies and with jokes and silly actions. But this person never had any standing in society. He was never seen as a person who had respect and honor. He was seen as a fool, as a joker. So we should try to avoid excessively laughing, avoid useless conversations, avoid useless activities. Whatever we do, we must have a plan. That what I'm doing, what I'm saying, is it beneficial for me in this world? Is it beneficial for me when I'm there in the grave and in the hereafter as well? Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What are some of the effects, the negative effects, and any effect of hard-heartedness is negative. Some of those effects are that this person whose heart has hardened is bold in committing sins. There's no shame. There's no thinking about it. The person commits the sin and doesn't think nothing of it. So this person becomes bold and courageous in not just committing sins, but even advertising his sins. Whether in his conversations with his friends or on social media platforms, do you know, I've listened to this latest music by so-and-so singer or musician. Have you watched the latest movie or drama? I've watched it already. I went for this music concert live. So this person actually advertises their sins. Remember, it's one thing that the person commits a sin. There's punishment due for that. And to advertise your sins, to expose your sins, is a sin in itself. And those same friends that you advertise your sins to, on the Day of Judgment, the scholars mention, they will become witnesses against you on the Day of Judgment, that yes, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, this person did inform us, he did this and he did that. May Allah protect us. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some of the effects of hard-heartedness is that a person doesn't gain any pleasure in worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal. This person is not inclined towards doing good deeds as well. This person destroys his own good deeds because of hard-heartedness. It is mentioned by the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 6 things ruin a good deed. Listen carefully. The act of finding faults with people, hard-heartedness, love of the world, lack of shame, high hopes, and oppression beyond limits. Allahu Akbar. Another effect of and harm of hard-heartedness is that this person becomes deserving of the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and the curse of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Mawla Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, the fourth Khalifa of Islam, the fourth successor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has stated that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ask for goodness from the kind-hearted people of my ummah. Stay close to them and don't ask for goodness from hard-hearted people because curse descends upon them. Allahu Akbar. We need to contemplate now that I'm complaining about A, B and C, about this sickness, about this calamity, about this obstacle or this difficulty in my life, whatever it can be. Ask ourselves, could it be that because of my hard-heartedness, I'm being affected in these ways, these negative ways, that there's calamities and difficulties in my life? That I'm far from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. I don't have that peace in my heart, in my mind. I don't have that true happiness. You should ask yourself these things. Because hard-heartedness is just one of the spiritual ailments and diseases. What about the others? Like backbiting, hasad, jealousy, showing off, pride, arrogance, malice, hatred. All these things add up. We should target each one, contemplate, think about it. You know, and for this, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Dawat-e-Islami is a great blessing for the Ummah Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because programs are there, facilities, platforms, and madani activities are in place to empower us, to educate us regarding these kind of spiritual diseases. Now we all know, okay, these are some of the cures, and we all know if you have a flu or a fever or any sickness, we will make sure we go to the doctor, we will get the diagnosis, we will get the medications from the pharmacy or the chemist, and we'll be strict in taking those tablets or those capsules twice a day, thrice a day, whatever it is, following those treatments. We will do these things. Why? Just to remove that sickness from our lives. What about the spiritual sicknesses? What about the spiritual diseases? If we don't know about them, how to identify their symptoms, then how do we start ridding ourselves and removing these spiritual ailments from our lives? Because physically you can't see it. If a person has got the flu or fever, you can feel that the person's body is gone hot, or the person is perspiring, or there's weakness, or whatever other symptoms they are. But for spiritual diseases, we have to sit in the company of those who are pious, of good people. We have to be in an Islamic ethos where there's the knowledge of deen being disseminated and taught, and Dawood Islam is providing this. So I urge you, join the weekly Sunnah inspired ijtimas of Dawood Islami in your locality. Join for Islamic Brothers the 3 days Madani Qafila minimum every month. Join the Madrasatul Madina for grown-ups, separate for Islamic sisters. Keep watching Madani channels. Keep watching the Madani Muzakara of Amir Ahlus Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, the founder of Dawood Islami, and the other programs, other silsilas as well. And inshallah, Zawajal, you will slowly but surely and gradually empower yourself with the symptoms of hard-heartedness and many other spiritual ailments. And you will receive the cures as well, practical cures, that you don't need to spend money for these spiritual medications to rid yourself of whatever problem it is. One of the other cures is that develop the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. And to soften the heart, recite the glorious Quran as much as you can. Amir Ahl Sunnah Dawud Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah encourages us on a daily basis, make this part of your timetable, that minimum 3 verses of the Holy Quran, recite it with proper tajweed and makharij. If you want to learn, Madrasatul Madina for grown-ups is available even online as well. Check it out via dawoodislami.net to rectify your makharij, your tajweed, and your Quranic recitation. So recite 3 verses of the Holy Quran every day with the translation from Kanzul Iman and the tafsir, the commentary and explanation from either Siratul Jinan, Khazainul Irfan, or Nurul Irfan as well. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, this will help in developing the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. And in particular, if you read those ayat with its meanings and explanations, where the punishments, the azab of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is mentioned, this will have an effect on your hearts, inshallah. Another very practical solution is to always be in good company. They say that, show me your friend and I can show you your future. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. It is mentioned that by Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, as iron after becoming soft becomes a tool, gold becomes jewelry, the earth becomes a field or a garden, flour becomes bread, similarly a human being softens and can become a saint, a wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, can become an arif, a sufi, a pious person for Allah Azza wa Jal. Soft-heartedness is indeed a great blessing of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So being in good company is encouraged, that the glorious Quran mentions in Surah At-Tawbah verse 119, translation from Kanzul Iman, O people who believe, fear Allah and be with those who are truthful, the pious individuals. And Dawood Islami has this facility as well. Whether it's the weekly Sunnah inspired Ijtima, or it is the other gatherings in the Madani Qafila, these kind of facilities which are available. Be simple. Live a simple life, which is sunnah. Eat simple foods. Dress in simple clothing, even if you can afford to wear something which is very expensive. In fact, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, despite having the means to wear good clothing, if a person avoids them because of humbleness and humility, Allah Azza wa Jal will make that person wear the clothing of karama, which is heavenly clothing. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So these are some of the cures that we can apply practically in our lives. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and